Okay, by 1934, they were selling.
I can't. Been too long ago for me to be very accurate. But they were probably selling 20 or 25
mm-hmm.
cars a year.
Mm-hmm.
New ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so the place business just, the establishment just grew with the increased
yeah.
economy.
At that time, you weren't yet a salesman, but I suppose you were observing the selling of cars.
I went to work there in 35, and I was selling cars as well as keeping the book. After a year and a half or two, and just kind of grew with it, and was sales manager.
Give me some idea of what kind of a conversation you'd have with somebody who was coming in looking at a car and considering buying one. How did it usually go?
Well, if you weren't acquainted and knew something about your client, why, that was the first thing to do. Get to know him, know something about him, and establish whether he could buy a car or not.
Uh-huh.
Number one, did he want one?
Yes.
But if he wanted one, could he buy one?
So you didn't come right out and say, now, can you pay for this? Or how did you do it?
That brings up we had a used car salesman. And that was one of his openers. He'd get a fella and head for the used car lot. He'd say, all right now, buddy, how much you want to pay? And he qualified him in short order.
So how would you get the conversation going about what kind of a person this was and whether he could pay for the car?
Oh, just visit with him to, as I say, just get to know your customer. And you didn't ask him these things right out in the raw.
I wouldn't think so.
But you tried to find out about him through just normal conversation.
Now, did you teach yourself to do this just by what felt right to you, or were you following somebody else's model?
Oh, I think, don't we all watch the people around us? And
to varying degrees.
If they're successful, we maybe try to imitate them.
I suppose so, yes. Is that what you did?
Well, I wasn't aware of it, but...
Probably did. At that time, you couldn't buy a car on a time arrangement, could you? Did you have to have cash?
A lot of cars were bought on time. I mentioned the farmers, ranchers in this valley being successful. They, as a rule, or generally, they, after harvest, there were a lot of grain storage elevators in the valley, at Elgin, Ember, LSL, LeGrand, Union, and the Kittles. You, I'm sure.
I've heard the name Kittle, yes.
Well, they pretty much owned and managed, operated the grain storage and merchandising. And you harvest your crop, which was generally wheat, and put it in the elevator and watch the market. When the price was favorable, you sold it, and then that's when they'd come to town and buy cars, trucks. They'd pay their account. They probably hadn't paid their account since a year before. And when they had repairs and tires and all that, they just charged them. And it was a good example of honesty, because you couldn't do business like that today. Number one, the interest would run you out of business. The cost of money.
And these were no interest loans.
Pardon?
These were no interest loans, in effect, when they ran up a charge at the garage.
Their open account, as we call them, they were interest free.
Yeah.
But sometimes a farmer would buy a car and give you a note due in a year, and sometime, and that would bear interest.
At the time we were talking about, mid-30s in LeGrand, were the streets of LeGrand paved?
Yes.
And the board sidewalks were gone?
Yes.
And replaced?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see LeGrand when it had dirt roads?
No. When I mentioned driving that truck out the first time in South Bend, there were paved roads pretty much through Illinois and Iowa. You got to Nebraska, you started hitting gravel roads and hit gravel roads pretty much all the way to Boise.
Gravel road through Piles Canyon and from Union to LeGrand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only Adams Avenue or a few of the other streets paved?
I think the streets of LeGrand were, I'd say the majority of them were paved.
Where did you find a place to live once you finally got a job?
I roomed with a family. That is a man, his wife, they had no children. And they had extra bedrooms, and I roomed in a place like that at home.
They served and food there too?
Pardon?
Did they serve food also for you, or did
no.
you get the room?
Yeah.
Up until this time, were you having any kinds of relationships with women?
No, I didn't have. I'd been through those hard times. I didn't want to take on any obligation like that.
Yeah, well, there are other ways. Did you have any temptations to visit some of the places of entertainment in town, taverns, for example?
That was part of life in those days, yeah.
Part of your life, too?
Yeah, when you're young.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember any experiences you had in, say, in taverns?
No.
How about barbershops?
Well, there were lots of barbershops then.
Uh-huh. Tell me what it was like to go to a barbershop at that time.
Well, I used to go to the barbershop once a week.
You did?
Yeah.
Just for a haircut or a shave, too?
Get a haircut. Uh-huh. I didn't often get a shave.
Uh-huh. Why did you think that you should go once a week?
My hair grew fast.
Not that fast. Would it have to do with the way you thought you ought to look at the garage or at the agency?
Yeah, I always wore a suit and a tie and
were you making enough money at that time so you could buy a suit and some other clothes?
Yes, because things were priced pretty much. It was hard to earn money, but it also went a long way.
Yeah.
You know, depends on whether you wanted to wear Kuppenheimer and Hartsafter and Marx or
Florsheim shoes.
Yeah.
Who did your laundry?
Shoes. There was a lady down on Spring Street that did washing and ironing. And
she starts your shirts?
Yep.
They look good?
Yep.
You wash your own socks and underwear?
She washed everything.
She did everything. You take laundry to her once a week?
In charge? No. She charged 10 cents a shirt, and then everything else just threw in.
Hmm.
Socks, underwear, everything.
Mm-hmm. Handkerchiefs.
Pardon?
Handkerchiefs.
Yep.
That sort of thing. Do you think she was washing with a washboard?
Oh, I don't know whether she did or
you
not.
You never asked her?
But I would... I think people had, they were kind of primitive, but
yeah.
I think they had washing machines.
Yeah, I'm sure there were some, but not everybody could afford one.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Mrs. Van de Wiel.
Van de Wiel. Is she a widow?
No. Hmm. Her husband worked at the mill.
I see. What did you do, what else did you do for entertainment?
Oh, the usual things, hunt, fish.
You were getting up into the mountains then, early on when you were here. Did you have buddies to do that with, or go along mostly?
Oh, we would go together.
Mm-hmm. This would be a weekend, maybe a Saturday and a Sunday?
We worked Saturdays.
Oh, you did?
We worked 6 days a week.
8 to 5?
No. We worked, usually went to work before 8. And, well, as I mentioned, in the early years, they kept the showroom open in the evening.
Yeah.
Every evening till 10, 11 o'clock. But then, after War II, we started, and they used to be open Sundays also. But after War II, came back and things changed a lot. And we worked 6 days a week instead of 7, and closed at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Were you traveling out to any of the towns in the valley, Elgin, Union, anyplace else, in connection with the job?
Well, you circulated around the valley in search of people that were interested in buying a car or truck.
Would they be making an appointment for you to come out, or were you just going out and scouting around to see what you could
just
find?
Just go out and see what you could find.
Yeah. How did you do that? Would you go into a place of business or a restaurant or a bar and start talking to people about cars?
No. You'd call on people at their home or place.
How did you find out about what people you should call on?
Well, that's what I was going to mention. Sometimes these people would come in to the place of business and look around and maybe not buy anything, but you knew they were interested.
Yeah. Did that work?
Sure.
They'd be more likely to buy when you visited them than when they came to the showroom?
Well, I don't know about that, but the fact that they, just like yourself, if you're thinking about buying a car, you're probably going to go downtown and stop at the showrooms and see what they have. Well, if somebody has that much interest, why, go call them.
When you sold a car, were you getting a commission?
Most everything was on commission, yeah.
But you were also getting a salary if you were keeping the books.
Yeah.
So the commission was in addition to your salary?
Yeah.
Can you remember anything about your reactions to Elgin or Union or any of these towns that you visited during that period before the war, before the Second World War?
Oh, they were... Elgin was a lumber town. Coal was cherries. Union had a sawmill. And there wasn't much. LeGrand was railroad and sawmill.
Of course, LeGrand was a big city in comparison, wasn't it?
LeGrand was about 8,000.
A lot bigger than all those other places.
Yeah, they. LeGrand, Pendleton, Baker at one time were pretty much all the same size.
I've heard some people say that at one time, anyway, Elgin was pretty much noted for roughnecks, a really tough way of living out there.
It was a logger and sawmill town, and
do you remember getting any arguments with any of the men out there?
No.
You probably didn't take fights.
Too small to fight.
Yes. You said that there were several changes after the Second World War. Changes in the days it was open, number of hours you worked. What other sorts of changes do you recall right after the war?
Well, the population had shifted a lot. A lot of people that you knew before the war didn't come back. And I think it'd be pretty hard to say how. I don't think anything was the same after the war. Be different if we have another one.
Yeah.
Never gets back the same.
Right. How did some of the changes affect you personally?
Oh, say that people